Good day, sports fans. Welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast, your premium sports program which takes you to the very heart of the most topical issues. My name is Kayode Ogundare, and as usual, the big fish is here with me, Mumini Alao.
Thank you very much, Kayode, and why you call me the big fish? Well, I will reserve my comments on that for now.
All right, let's get straight into business. Sunday in the English Premier League was the North East Derby, the biggest rivalry in English football. Man United away to Liverpool at Anfield.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Anfield has become a fortress in the last 3 years. No team has been able to beat Liverpool there. And in the last 15 games before Sunday, United have also not lost on the road. So it was a game of the best home side against the best attacking, the best visiting team.
That's right.
What were your general impressions about the game?
Well, Kayode, you're talking about Anfield being a fortress. I think we should quickly qualify that. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 has not allowed Liverpool to take full advantage of Anfield that they used to do. You know, so singing the "You Never Walk Alone" without the fans in the stadium, I'm sure Man U, they enjoyed that yesterday. On match day, the atmosphere was totally different, and they were able to enjoy themselves. As part of the game, to be honest, I was quite disappointed. I think it was underwhelming, considering that these were the top two teams in the Premier League facing off. Although just before the game, Leicester City actually climbed above Liverpool before that game. And so the game was a bit underwhelming. Specifically on Liverpool, we've seen now that for 3 games they've not scored a single goal. Okay? So I think they are suffering a dip. And the quicker they get out of that dip, the better for them. Otherwise, the title will be lost already. For Man U, they actually had the better chances. I didn't watch the game from the beginning. When I got home, my son, who is a Manchester United fan, he was enjoying it, and I was saying, "Look, is Man U, are they parking the bus?" He said, "Not really, but they relied on counter attacks when they had Rashford and the other chap." So we knew, when I say we Liverpool fans knew that Man U will play defensive and take us on the counter, which they nearly, you know, got results from, if not for some smart saves by Alisson. So overall, I think Man U will be the happier side. They retain their place on the top of the table. Liverpool, on the other hand, they fell actually to fourth position. So hats off to Manchester United.
You practically answered my next question.
All right.
I was going to ask you that Liverpool are now fourth,
yes,
winless in 4 games. Is the title slipping away?
Slipping away, yes. You see, because you have Man U on top, City now second with a game in hand, Leicester third, Liverpool fourth. And behind them, Tottenham Hotspur, very close. Okay, so this season was always going to be this close because of the coronavirus disruption. You know, players not, you know, the most teams not having time to prepare properly for the season. So it was always going to be a difficult season. And we've seen a lot of ups and downs, you know, in the first half of the season. So if you fall too far behind, you know, you might never be able to catch up again because not all the teams on top of you will slip up. Okay? So if you fall like 5 points or 6 points behind, that could be, you know, the title gone for Liverpool. So I'm afraid for them. I'm afraid for us, okay? As a Liverpool fan myself. So I hope they quickly regain their form so that they can be in touch with the leaders.
All right. Now, a lot of analysts, and that includes myself now.
All right, Man U fan.
Yeah. I have this belief, and others also do, that Man City, not United, pose the greatest threat to Liverpool. And I mean, you have to just credit Pep and his guys the way they've gone quietly about their business, not ruffling feathers yet. by Wednesday, if they beat Aston Villa, they will be top,
of the league.
So, what do you think? Do you share this?
I agree with you completely. In fact, in the last two seasons ago, when Liverpool came very close to winning the title, you know, it was City that robbed us. And last season, when Liverpool were dominant, I still was most afraid of City. In fact, I enjoyed Leicester sitting behind Liverpool on the league table for most of last season because I didn't even want City to
close. Come,
even if the point gap was 20 points, I didn't want to see them sitting in second position. I didn't just want to see them because, and that's just to tell you that I always considered them as the greatest threat to Liverpool. So nothing has changed this season. It's only that Manchester United have come, you know, to be part of the title rivals. But City had always been, you know, because I think, in my opinion, I'm a Liverpool fan, I think they are still the best team in the Premier League. That's just my opinion, all right? And they suffered a lot from some of the players that they missed at the beginning of last season, their defenders who got injured and all of that. Liverpool is suffering from a similar situation now this season. So overall, I've always seen City as our greatest rival. So I agree with you that, yes, they are the most potent rivals for Liverpool as far as the title is concerned.
Okay, we have to run, but before we go, let me quickly ask you this. Do you think all of us now, have we been disrespectful to Man United and the manager, given what they've achieved?
Not being disrespectful. In fact, I think it's you, Man U fans, that have been disrespectful to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. All right? Look, for goodness sake, this is somebody that has come along. If I compare Ole with the other three managers that you have had after Alex Ferguson, all right, I would think Ole will rate the lowest. Mourinho, Van Gaal, and Moyes before the two of them. In terms of experience, in terms of their exposure, Ole is the least exposed. And so, and I said, look, if you continue to sack coaches like you've done with the last three and you sack Ole again, you're going to begin again. I've always felt that Man U needed, you know, to give some of these coaches some time to bed in. And I think that's now happening with Ole because you've realized now that you can't just continue to fire coaches. So Ole is benefiting from being allowed some time, and we are seeing the results with Man U on top of the table.
Wow. We have to go all of a sudden. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah.
And listeners out there, you can listen to this and other previous episodes of the program when you go to www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast. Thank you very much. See you next time.